USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Thousands of Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers in five states are on strike, demanding higher wages, increased staffing, and better conditions.
It can't really get any worse, but, you know, if we don't do something about it now, you know, what's going to happen?
The unions argue that understaffing benefits the company but harms patients and leads to employee burnout. The workers are also advocating for a $25 minimum wage. The strike is approved for 3 days in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, and 1 day in Virginia. Chipotle is currently testing an automated system for making burrito bowls and salads. The California-based company has introduced robots that skillfully put together the ordered meals for customers who use the Chipotle app. This isn't the first foray into robotic assembly for the fast food chain. Last year, a robot named Chippy was initially tested at a California restaurant and effectively showcased its proficiency in crafting tortilla chips. The Biden administration's forgiving $9 billion in student loan debt for 125,000 borrowers. President Biden, speaking from the White House, highlighted the positive impact on individuals and the economy.
It means they can go and get their lives in order. They can think about buying a house. They can start a business. They can be starting a family.
This relief is specifically for those on income-driven repayment plans and in the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. The decision follows the recent resumption of federal student loan payments after a three-year COVID-19-related pause. Simone Biles leads the U.S. women to win their seventh consecutive team title at the Gymnastics World Championships. The American team of Biles, Shalice Jones, Skye Blakely, and Liam Wong combined for a total of 167.729 points to edge Brazil and France. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
The individual charged with the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur is scheduled to face arraignment in Las Vegas later this month. Dwayne Keith D. Davis was initially set for arraignment today, but it has been rescheduled for October 19th. 27 years after the murder, Davis was apprehended last Friday. Actor Kevin Spacey revealed that he experienced heart attack symptoms earlier this week, leading to an urgent hospitalization. At the closing ceremony of a film festival on Monday night, Spacey shared that he had a moment of alarm when his arm went numb for approximately 8 seconds during a museum visit earlier that day. He recovered and was able to participate in the festival later on. Mourners are paying tribute to the late U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein today. San Francisco Mayor London Breed says the city will host an open-air funeral on Thursday.
There will be a fitting celebration of her life. We anticipate the Vice President Kamala Harris, our current California senators, and other guests.
Feinstein's body is lying in state at San Francisco City Hall. Residents in the area can expect road closures and extra security around the Civic Center. Joe Jonas and estranged wife Sophie Turner slated for January 2nd trial in Manhattan federal court. It's all over the custody dispute of their two children. Couple married in 2019. They have a 3 and 1 year old. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.